All right, so we're back for another deep dive, and this one you guys sent in is really interesting. It's an audio recording,
Yeah.
and it's of a blind woman playing a racing video game.
Wow.
And so we already know that that in itself is just
Pretty amazing.
pretty incredible, yeah.
Yeah.
But there are a few things about this recording that make it even more fascinating.
Oh, okay.
One is that she's doing this at almost 1 in the morning,
Yep.
and the other is that throughout the recording, she keeps repeating this name, Adriani.
Adrian.
Adriani. Yeah, we don't know who Adriani is.
Okay.
And so that kind of adds this extra layer of mystery to the whole
Like
thing.
a mystery, yeah.
Yeah, like how is she even playing this game? And who is this Adriani? And what does it all mean?
Yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, it makes you think about like what we assume is possible, right?
Right.
And about different ways of experiencing the world.
Exactly. And so let's jump right into the audio and see if we can unravel this mystery together.
Okay, sounds good.
So right from the beginning, you can hear her kind of navigating the game menus using audio cues,
Oh, wow.
which I think is just incredible, right?
Yeah, it really highlights how much we take our vision for granted when we play games.
Exactly.
Like all those visual interfaces and menus that we just kind of instinctively understand,
Right.
it makes you realize how important accessibility is in game design.
Absolutely. And then the game like cheerfully announces good afternoon,
Oh, gosh.
but it's almost 1 a.m. for her. And the game has no idea that she's experiencing it in a completely different way.
It's like this funny little disconnect, right?
Yeah.
Between like the standard game design and the need for more inclusive experiences.
Right, exactly. But she doesn't miss a beat.
Okay.
She jumps right into the race.
Okay.
And this is where this Adriani thing comes in.
Okay.
So as the race starts, she's trying to pronounce this name like almost hesitantly at first.
Okay.
Like she's trying to find her footing
Yeah.
both in the game and with whatever this Adriani represents.
Okay. Do you think it could be like affecting her gameplay somehow?
It's possible. I mean, you know, repetition can be a very powerful tool for focus.
Right.
Athletes use mantras. Musicians have their pre-performance rituals.
Yeah.
Even in everyday life, we repeat things to help us remember or stay on task.
That's true.
So maybe Adriani is serving a similar purpose for her,
Okay.
helping her concentrate or get in the zone.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of focus, she's doing all of this while navigating a high-speed race.
Wow.
It's not just about hitting the gas, you know, she's listening intently to audio cues,
Oh, wow.
saying things like, "Sounds like I'm approaching a turn," or
Wow.
"Sounds like there's a car on my left."
So is she using like special technology for this?
Yes, she
Like,
is.
how does that even work?
It's pretty amazing. So she's likely using a combination of adaptive controllers and specialized software.
Okay.
And these programs can translate visual game data into audio information.
Yeah.
So imagine like hearing the layout of the track described to you, the positions of other cars, your speed,
Wow, Will.
all through sound.
Yeah.
It's
Really
incredible.
highlights how incredible our brains are,
She
right? Like
does.
being able to process all that information and still react in real time.
Yeah, she's essentially processing a constant stream of audio information to understand what's happening in the game world.
Yeah, and not just understand it, but like use it to compete.
Right.
That level of processing and reaction time is amazing.
And we're not talking about just like basic navigation here.
Right.
To compete, she needs to make split-second decisions based solely on those audio cues.
Wow.
And you know, we're hearing her struggle at times.
Yeah.
It's not a seamless, effortless experience.
Right.
You know, there are moments where she bumps into walls, misses turns, has to reorient herself.
So it's still challenging even with the technology.
It is, and I think that's important to acknowledge. You know, accessibility in gaming isn't just about providing the tools. It's
Yeah.
about creating an experience that's genuinely engaging and enjoyable.
That makes sense.
And even with the best adaptive technology, there will be challenges.
Yeah.
And it's crucial to design games that accommodate those challenges while still offering a fulfilling experience.
Absolutely.
So we've established that she's using some pretty amazing technology
Right.
and demonstrating remarkable skill.
Yes.
But that Adriani element still hangs in the air.
It does.
You know, and as the race progresses, it almost becomes hypnotic the way she repeats the name.
Like a mantra almost.
Yeah, and it does feel like she's entering this flow state.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling of being completely immersed in an activity where you lose track of time.
Yeah, like you're just in the zone.
Exactly.
Athletes, artists, gamers,
Yeah.
we all experience it.
Right.
Maybe that's what's happening here.
Maybe the combination of that intense focus and this repeated name is contributing to that state for her.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And as we listen on, something starts to shift in her voice.
Oh, really?
It's like the late hour, the repetition of Adriani, and the intensity of the race. They're kind of converging into something almost transcendent.
Wow, that's so intriguing.
It is like we're witnessing a change in her demeanor.
Yeah.
Maybe Adriani is more than just a name.
Okay.
What if it's a source of motivation?
Yeah.
Or a dedication?
Hmm.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, I'm hooked. Let's keep listening.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it really is remarkable how, like, the mind can find these pockets of focus,
right,
and intensity, even in the most unexpected situations.
Yeah, and that brings us to a pivotal moment in the recording. She's pushing hard in the race.
Okay.
Fully immersed in this world she's created with Adriani.
Right.
And you hear her say, since I can't see, I can't win. Since I can't win, I can't, I gotta win.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
It's like she's acknowledging the limitations she faces, but then this like fierce determination takes over.
Yes.
She's refusing to let those limitations define her.
The way she says, I gotta win, it's not just about crossing the finish line first.
Right.
It's a declaration of her own strength.
Yeah.
A refusal to be defeated. Yeah. Not by the game. Not by circumstance, not by anything.
It makes you wonder if this race, this whole experience, is about something much bigger than just winning a video game.
I think you're right. It's like she's using this challenge to prove something to herself.
Okay.
To tap into a resilience she maybe didn't even know she possessed.
Yeah, like unlocking a hidden potential.
Exactly. And as the race continues, the repetition of Adriani becomes more intense, almost urgent.
Okay.
It's like she's drawing strength from this name, using it as a focal point to push through that final stretch.
It's like we were talking about flow state before.
Right.
It feels like she's riding that wave of focus and determination.
Yeah, all the way to the finish line.
To the finish line.
And then the race ends.
Okay.
But instead of like the triumphant outburst you might expect,
yeah,
there's this moment of quiet, almost a sense of peaceful resolution.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like the struggle, the intensity, the repetition of Adriani. It's brought her to a place of calm, a sense of accomplishment that goes beyond the outcome of the race itself.
So it's not really about winning or losing.
Right.
It's about something deeper.
And that's when the game announces the results, you know, the finishing times, the percentages.
Right.
But what's remarkable is that she continues to repeat Adriani.
Still?
Even after the race is over.
Wow.
It's as if Adriani has transcended the game itself.
Yeah.
Becoming a symbol of her personal journey, her resilience, her triumph over adversity.
That's really powerful.
It really underscores the power of these immersive experiences, even those mediated through technology.
Yeah.
To shape our perceptions and leave a lasting impact.
It's amazing what games can do right.
It is.
Like how they can make us think and feel in ways we never expected.
And it reminds us that even activities designed for entertainment can offer profound insights into the human experience.
Absolutely.
Speaking of insights, remember those game announcements like Good Afternoon?
Uh-huh.
That seems so out of sync with her reality.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's another one of those moments.
Okay.
And it's even more telling.
Okay.
It happens towards the end of the race, just as she's fully immersed in this intense battle, Adriani, echoing in her mind.
Okay, set scene for me.
To picture this, she's navigating a series of tight turns.
Okay.
Relying solely on those audio cues.
Right.
Pushing her limits.
Got it.
The tension is palpable, and suddenly, in this robotic monotone, the game announces, player 4, finish 2nd.
Oh, wow, that's jarring.
It is.
It's like this intrusion from a completely different reality.
Exactly, a reality that she has chosen to tune out.
And what does she do?
She doesn't acknowledge it at all.
Wow.
It's like she's so deeply in her own zone, her world with Adriani, that this external information simply doesn't register.
That is amazing.
It is.
It speaks volumes about her focus.
Yeah.
Her ability to create her own internal narrative, her own definition of winning that transcends the limitations of the game itself.
It's like she's saying, this is my experience, my journey, and I'm not going to let anyone else define it for me.
It makes you question what winning really means, doesn't it?
It does.
Is it about external validation, or is it about overcoming internal obstacles and achieving a personal best?
Right. It's a profound question that goes far beyond the realm of video games.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about the power of the human mind to create its own reality, to find meaning and purpose even in the most unexpected places.
This deep dive has been full of those aha moments, you know,
right,
where you realize just how much potential we all have to shape our own experiences and redefine what's possible.
Exactly. But we still haven't cracked the code of Adriani.
True.
And there's one final piece of this puzzle we need to address at the very end of the recording.
Oh, yes, the ending.
You mentioned something about earlier, something truly unexpected.
I did.
Well, after the race is over, she gets her results, and she continues to repeat Adriani for a little while, as if letting the experience settle in.
Okay.
But then just as the recording is about to end, she does something that sends chills down your spine.
Okay, don't leave me in suspense.
She starts to sing.
She sings. What is she saying?
It's hard to make out the exact words. It's more of a melody, a fragment of a song.
Hmm.
But it's hauntingly beautiful, and it feels so connected to everything we've just experienced.
Wow.
It's like a sonic expression of her journey, her struggle, the mystery of Adriani, all woven into this impromptu performance.
That is incredible. It adds a whole new layer to our understanding of her experience.
Right.
It suggests that Adriani isn't just a name or a symbol. It's something that evokes this deep emotional resonance.
Yes.
Something that inspires artistic expression.
And it leaves us with even more questions.
Yeah.
What is the story behind the song? Is it a personal creation or is it something she's heard before?
Right.
Something that holds a special meaning for her.
It's like we've been given a glimpse into this secret world, you know?
Yeah.
A world rich with emotion, resilience, and this incredible capacity for human expression.
It really makes you appreciate the power of sound to transport us to other realms, to evoke emotions and memories, and to connect us to something larger than ourselves.
This deep dive has really taken us on a journey.
It has.
We've explored accessibility, adaptability, the power of the human spirit, and now this unexpected musical expression.
And we're not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
We still have a lot to unpack, especially when it comes to that haunting melody and the lingering questions about Adriani.
Okay, I'm ready for more. What other intriguing details have you unearthed from this recording?
Well, as we listen to that final song, let's consider this. What if Adriani isn't a person at all?
Ooh, that's a thought-provoking question.
What if it's something else entirely?
Okay, I'm all ears.
We've seen this woman overcome so many challenges, push her boundaries, and tap into this wellspring of determination.
Yeah.
What if Adriani represents that inner drive, that force within us that compels us to strive for something more?
That's a fascinating interpretation.
Yeah.
It suggests that maybe Adriani is a metaphor for the challenges we all face, the obstacles we need to overcome to reach our full potential.
Like, exactly.
It could be a symbol of that internal struggle, the voice of self-doubt, or maybe even the aspirations we hold deep inside.
Exactly. It could represent the goals we set for ourselves, the dreams we chase, the fears we have to conquer.
Yeah.
Perhaps in a way, we all have an Adriani within us.
That's a powerful way to frame it.
Yeah.
It makes you think about those moments in our own lives when we've had to dig deep to push through limitations and to achieve something that seemed impossible.
And it reminds us that the journey itself is just as important as the destination.
Right.
It's about embracing the struggle, learning from our setbacks, and celebrating the small victories along the way.
This deep dive has been a beautiful reminder that there's always more than meets the eye, or in this case, more than meets the ear.
Absolutely.
It's about listening deeply, not just to the words, but to the emotions, the intentions, the unspoken stories that lie beneath the surface.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I encourage you to think about your own Adriani, those internal and external forces that drive you forward. What challenges are you facing? What goals are you striving for? And what resources, both internal and external, can you draw upon to overcome those challenges and achieve your goals?
And remember, the journey is yours to define.
It is.
Embrace the struggle, celebrate the victories, and never stop exploring the uncharted territories of your own potential.
Until next time, keep diving deep. It really does make you think you know, like, about what drives us.
It does.
And what we're capable of achieving when we tap into that inner strength.
Yeah, like Adriani becomes this symbol of potential.
Right. And the fact that it all comes together with that song, it's just so powerful.
Music can do that, you know?
Yeah.
It can express things that words sometimes just can't.
Like she's giving us a glimpse into her world through that melody.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder about all the things we'll never know about her story.
Right.
But that's okay.
It is.
Because sometimes the not knowing is what makes it so special.
It does.
It allows us to fill in the gaps with our own imaginations and interpretations.
Right. And to appreciate the mystery of it all.
Exactly.
So we've come to the end of our deep dive into this incredible audio recording.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. We started with the simple question of who is Adriani?
Right.
And we ended up exploring all these fascinating themes.
Yeah, like accessibility and technology.
The power of the human spirit.
The nature of reality.
The beauty of self-expression.
It's amazing how much we uncovered from just one piece of audio.
And it just goes to show that there's always more than meets the ear.
There is.
There's always something deeper to discover if we're willing to listen closely.
And to be open to the unexpected.
Exactly. So as we wrap things up, I want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And I encourage you to keep exploring those uncharted territories in your own life.
Yes. Embrace the mystery.
Embrace the challenge.
And never stop searching for your own Adriani.
Until next time, keep diving deep.